The Attorney General's office says the state will receive roughly $57 million this year as part of the multi-state settlement. New Hampshire has received $42 million a year through the settlement over the past several years, and that's the amount that was assumed in this year's budget. Associate Attorney General Richard Head says because this is a one-time lump sum payment, the state shouldn't count on the additional revenue moving forward.
Because the tobacco companies have been deducting a certain amount from our annual payment anyway, it'll look very much the same as the annual payments we've been receiving since 2006.
Shortly after the settlement was announced, Governor Hassan issued a statement saying the money will help balance the state's current fiscal year budget. Hassan says the deficit comes from shortfalls in Medicaid enhancement tax payments, as well as unbudgeted spending for items such as funding for charter schools. And she says projected savings worked into the budget by the previous legislature have not panned out. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.